used at the shooting range, where each soldier would have his own target board meters away from him, which he is supposed to be shooting at. Some people don't shoot at the target. Once the commanding officer or sergeant in charge yells to the soldiers, "On time, on target," it's pretty much a command to take aim at your target and shoot at your own base, of course, with a little bit of a time period, of course, given to you. In other words, it's not all that synchronized.
Well, I didn't know that was something that the sergeants call in the army.
I wonder whether it's a military secret that I shouldn't be revealing on national radio, but probably it isn't.
Well, okay, coming back to On Time, On Target. Well, it's the name of a theatre production by Wild Rice that opens on the 8th of July, and we've got the show's playwrights with us. Well, they are Laramie Lee, who is a playwright for the first play called Full Tank. Now, a bit about Laramie. Well, Laramie started writing actively in 2006 and got his first taste of professional theatre with the staging of Full Tank and Radio Silence at last year's OCBC Singapore Theatre Festival. Well, the NUS alumnus was armed with an honours degree in English Literature, wrote a 10-minute monologue called The Duty, which was placed second for the night at Short and Sweet Singapore 2007 Wildcards. Well, he currently teaches General Paper or GP at St. Andrews Junior College.
That's right,
and a teacher
in our midst. Mm-hmm. We also have a fellow playwright, Julian Wong, with us, and he's behind Botak Boys. Julian has worked on many productions, including Beauty World, Shanghai Blues, The Wizard of Oz, and It's My Life, which we did cover also in the living room. And besides writing Botak Boys, Julian composed and arranged the score and was music director for its premiere last year. Julian, otherwise, is on the violin as a performer as well as an instructor, and he plays regularly for weddings, corporate events, and concerts. So if you need a violinist, you know who to attend to. Julian Wong behind Botak Boys.
Right, and joining them also we have the company of a regular guest of the living room, and he's definitely been here before, and he's director Jonathan Lim. And this actor, director and playwright is also artistic director of stages and creator of long-running parody show Chestnuts. Well, directing credits include the Sydney premiere of A Video Use, Woman in a Tree on a Hill, the charity extravaganza A Nation in Concert, and the Mandarin play A Rite Ritual. For Wild Rice, he has written Oi, Sleeping Beauty, and directed Homesick, Jack and the Bean Sprout, On North, Diversion Road, and Mad Forest.
Yes, guys, good morning. Welcome to the living room, On Time, On Target.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling me, sir. Well, John, welcome back as well. You are really making yourself comfortable out there in the waiting area. Even daring to claim, man, just, you know, this sofa is mine.
I sleep in this living room.
Yes, so nice to see you back again, and also warm welcome to Laramie and Julian, first timers at our program as well. Now, by the sounds of it, On Time, On Target, it sounds and bears an uncanny resemblance to her predecessor, Army Days. Jonathan, tell us it's not a photocopy.
Okay. I mean, it is about the army, so yes, that bit is similar, but at the same time, it has been over 20 years since Army Days was written, and the army has changed so much.
Right down to the uniform.
Shockingly, yes, you know, and so much is changing even as we speak, you know, and I think it's about time that new plays are written, you know, to capture the whole new army. It's a 3G army, you know, the army has a whole different way of thinking, the people are different who go in, you know, and a lot of people, you know, old timers will say, yeah, army nowadays are very different, you know, and here's your chance to find out really if it's changed that much. And we found as we do the show that some things never change, other things are shockingly different.
So were you surprised that army has morphed so much?
Yes, when I go back to reservist, you know, sometimes you just don't recognize the stuff that people do nowadays and the way they talk to each other, and you go like, army, really, corporate, you know, a lot of things, you know, reservists will know, you know, and at the same time, I think that there is something about this play that every new person going to the army needs to see, you know, because, they really need a bit of a helping hand.
Well, I mean, I suppose that, you know, some you probably did your NS way back, so how did you get, you know,
shortly after the Japanese left, you know.
So, I mean, how did you get the information or the material to actually, you know, to write for this play?
Classified. Actually, the playwrights are younger, maybe they can tell you more.
Okay, for me, I think what interested me most, do you remember the soldier who ran away with the rifle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Dave Teo.
Corporal Dave Teo.
Because he had a problem with the girlfriend thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, I think what really struck me was how everyone, from people on the internet to even members of parliament, were like rising up to ask, you know, why did he do this? You know, how come this wasn't prevented? And I think what made me feel the most, I felt very bad for him, because it was like how come no one's asking why he did it and, you know, what happened, you know, and is there any way we could help him, you know? So I think Full Tank actually stemmed from that, that feelings of sympathy and empathy towards Dave Teo.
So it's like quite recent, like, right?
Yes.
That's
and
right.
Julian, actually, is very young.
You know, I did NN in 2005.
That's just like yesterday.
I enjoyed my time in the army a lot, actually, and I met.
Jonathan looks surprised.
It's different.
I met some very inspiring people, so I wanted to write something to sort of recollect my own experience as well, you know, and write characters based on people that inspired me.
Okay, that's very good. I mean, you know, not everyone comes out saying, oh, that was like 2.5 years or two, now it's 2 years. Waste of time. You know, but some people actually do.
In spite of it.
Yeah. In fact, actually, I mean, it's very much at the heart of On Time, On Target, you know, that we actually managed to unearth a lot of things about the army that the audience walks away going, yeah, oh, that really changed part of my life. Something I still hark back to quite warmly, you know, so it's a great chance to recall the good things.
Yeah, and it's fabulous that we also have younger playwrights stepping up now, because, I mean, they're going to be in the future, and like you say, the whole story about how the army is depicted and projected on stage, it's going to be updated brand new, because we've got new blood as well.
Yep,
behind the stories.
You know, it's every time guys get together and they talk about the army, there's this, oh, you know, this laughing thing, and the girls kind of like feel like, oh no, okay, we've never been there. I mean, how would these stories appeal to the women audience? Oh,
absolutely. It absolutely will, because it's actually their chance to get that behind the scenes glimpse, you know, and some of the stuff that the guys probably won't talk about or won't share even. So it's really an expose of a lot of things, you know. I mean, feedback from last year's audience, you know, I mean, the women loved it because it was a wonderful chance for them to finally get on board. Next time the boyfriends talk, they'll go, are you sure? No, you know, that's not how it happens, you know. So it really does sort of offer that to everybody.
It was quite intriguing to me, because whenever guys get together and talk about the army, they always talk about the very manly and macho stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But actually there are a lot of more intimate stories of soldierhood that, I don't know, they don't really want to share with
their
girlfriends, because maybe it feels it would emasculate them in some way. Yeah.
But at the same time, I think despite our place having a military kind of backdrop, the themes are very universal, because they are themes of bureaucracy, you know, love and loss, you know. So I think even women will be able to relate to that. So I don't think they have a problem, you know. I think they should come.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that we always say is that, you know, any play about NS is also a play about Singapore. You know, and macro, and really, yeah, any Singaporean will love it.
That's right. Well, the show is called Own Time, Own Target. Once again, it's a production of Wild Rice that will be opening from the 8th to the 25th of July at the Drama Centre Theatre at the National Library Building on Level 3. Own Time, Own Target. I'd really love to hear, you know, all your individual definitions of Own Time, Own Target. What exactly it means to you and how you would define it. I hope you guys haven't discussed this question before you came into the program.
Oh, no. Well, for me personally, I think One Time, One Target would sort of be like my motto. You know, take things at your own pace. Just that in the army, they don't really mean that.
We're glad you came on time for the show, not the disco.
One Time, One Target, carry on, but they shoot now.
Well, for me, I think, you know, On Time, On Target, when you contract it to its acronym, OTOT, I think it's just another one of those coping mechanisms that Singapore like, because, you know, they like to make everything in acronyms, you know, so it's easier to relate to. So, yeah, that's it for me, OTOT, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when I was first given the two plays, you know, and we were trying to come up with a title for the whole evening, you know, and we really wanted something that captured the kind of madcap, unpredictable quality that both plays have, you know. I mean, they start somewhere familiar and then off you go, you know, way off the road, and then you don't know where you're going to end up. And that's actually how we ended up with this notion of One Time, One Target, you know, that for me captures the humour, you know, and the sort of maverick quality of both the plays. You know, it's just really One Time, One Target, whack, anyhow whack, you know, and yet everything that it throws up is so meaningful and so heartwarming, but there is this craziness about it, which is what comedy is about.
And On Time, Own Target is actually a double bill. I mean, there is Full Tank as well as Botak Boys. Now tell us a bit about these stories, the individual stories.
Okay, well, for Full Tank, I like to think of it as a small story and a big story. The small story is about four soldiers in a tank, and they They leave the exercise midway for reasons that you will discover if you watch the play. And so that's one story that's going on. The big story is actually about a detainee that has escaped for the second time. So that's the big story that's going on. So you'll see these two stories actually interlace with each other, and yeah, you know. I like to think of it as my own version of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Harold and Kumar Go to Marichi.
Escaping a second time.
Yes.
That was actually why I thought they didn't want to return him. Anyway, moving along to Botak Boys. What's Botak Boys based on?
Botak Boys is about there's a group of boys who come in to enlist. And at first, you know, it starts like they're as if they're a very ordinary group of guys, but you know, they each have their sordid little secret story.
It's like Sex and the City in the army, huh?
No. Not quite Sex and the City.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's set on Pulau Tekong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's actually set in the first 2 weeks of confinement, so it's a bit of a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Quite exciting.
Yeah. And misery needs company.
Okay. Well, that's it. All we can get out of this group.
Very secretive.
Yeah, very secretive.
Classified. A lot of classified information there, but we're not able to extract from our guests today in the living room, who are Jonathan Lim, who is director of Own Time, Own Target by Wild Rice, opening in July. We also have two playwrights with us, Laramie Lee, who is behind Full Tank, and Julian Wong behind Botak Boys. Now, this is going to be a comedy, surely a comedy.
Very much so.
Very much a comedy. That, of course, you find glimpses of real life being portrayed and projected there on stage through the characters and the scenes and the sets and the situations.
Oh, that's right. And Botak Boys is a musical, by the way.
It's going to be a musical.
Yes, right. So it's a comedy and a musical. Mm.
So it's Julian who's behind the music.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Very catchy, very crazy, okay. Unforgettable.
Who are going to be starring in the double bill?
We've got quite an impressive cast. We have an ensemble of 8 who play a lot of roles in both plays, so that's quite exciting. It's always fun to see actors change. You know, change roles, change rank, change gender, everything. Right? It's an all-male production, but certainly not all-male characters. Okay, and some of the cast are quite experienced and familiar faces on stage, like Rodney Olivero, Nelson Chia,
Brendan Fernandez,
you know. But at the same time, we've also got quite new faces, like Koi Fu, Ghazali Muzakir, Terry Tay, Tian Cho, and Dwayne Lau, who have been around, but they've never sort of been gathered into such a power-packed bunch before, you know. Yeah, and of course, they've all have their own army stories and their own experiences, and that fed into this whole process. So it's very much their show as well, so that's quite fun.
Yeah, like I said, you need new blood. You can't have, otherwise you have a theatre production that's based on reservist life.
That's the sequel. Work on it, Jeremy.
All right.
So what would be the highlight of this play for you?
So many. I think, one of the things that I find particularly exciting, you know, watching it, you know, is the set. Actually, there's a very surprising and striking set. Okay, I don't want to give away too much, but it's a set made up of very familiar things from your army experience, you know, and think of it like Lego, you know, or Transformers, depending on how high-tech you are. And really, you get to watch the set transform in front of you, you know, in a very playful kind of way. And that's really a fantastic highlight, you know, for me. Also, because we have a musical, there are these glorious musical moments that are spectacular. You know, you never think you'll see these kinds of things happening in a bunk.
Okay, well, Sistic would be one sure place that you could set off to get your tickets. Sistic's hotline, 6348-5555, or visit their website at sistic.com.sg. It's Own Time, Own Target by Wild Rice. And Own Time, Own Target, go buy your tickets. Once again, the show starts on the 8th of July until the 25th of July at the Drama Centre Theatre. And it's going to be evening performances at 8 p.m. And on certain days, there are matinee shows as well on the weekends. Including weekends largely. And once again, you can find out more on Sistic's site, www.sistic.com.sg. We have been chatting in the living room with Own Time, Own Target's director, Jonathan Lim, and playwrights Laramie Lee and Julian Wong. Thanks for joining us, guys, and Own Time, Own Target.
Thank you.
Make your way up. Thanks for joining.
Thanks. 938 Live. 938 Live gets you talking.